Welcome to the Business Wisdom Podcast, where business strategist Clive Enova shares his inner business wisdom with you. Each episode is packed with his experience to help you grow and develop your own business wisdom. Join Clive as he shares his wisdom with you.
Welcome to this episode of Business Wisdom Podcast. Today we'll talk about mastering the art of negotiation and persuasion. My name is Clive Enova. I am a business strategist, and through delivering easy-to-understand advice and guidance, I help people discover clarity to more easily engage with more of their ideal client more often. Let's look at one of life's everyday challenges. Negotiation and persuasion are those skills that can turn you into a deal-making, conflict-resolving champion. What does it all mean? It means conversation. It means, are you good at having a conversation with people? And regardless of what it is that you're negotiating, whether it's a raise in your salary, whether it's a sale, or even just convincing your roommate to do the dishes, the skills required and techniques to deliver the right outcome never change. Negotiation and persuasion go together hand in hand. Negotiation is the back and forth. It's the dance you enter to find out how you can move together without treading on the other's toes. The dance for finding common ground. Persuasion is the magic touch, the ability to influence the other party to see things your way. Perhaps a better way of saying that is to see things in a particular way. The foundation of success in this endeavor is building rapport. Before you even suggest an outcome, let alone present an argument, focus on building rapport. Be friendly, show genuine interest in the other person, and establish some trust. This creates a positive atmosphere where both parties can look for a solution rather than focus on short-sighted obstacles. Active listening is the art of truly hearing. You'll find plenty more on really listening, being present, in some of my other podcasts and in my courses. Don't just wait for your turn to talk. Actively listen to the other side. Pay attention, because inside whatever they're saying, they'll be telling you what their real needs are, what their concerns are, and what their desires are. This not only shows respect, but allows you to tailor your approach to their specific interests, making your arguments more effective and your position more persuasive. The idea is negotiation and persuasion, not war. One of my favorite quotes from The Art of War by Sun Tzu is, "First secure victory, then fight, if you must." That is a good strategy to take into any conversation where you have a position you want adopted by another. Negotiation isn't about crushing the other party. It's about finding a solution that benefits everyone. Think creatively. Present and brainstorm options. And be willing to compromise. You're there to negotiate and persuade, not win a battle. That means compromise. When each party walks away feeling like they have achieved something valuable, that's a successful negotiation. Asking is also an art. When it comes to persuasion, be sure to frame your position strategically. Highlighting the benefits the other party will receive is something that many people overlook, thinking that the other party is already aware of them. Reminding somebody of why they want something is paramount. There's a lot going on. They might even be nervous about being in the conversation you're having. When it comes to conversation, it's not just what you say, it's how you say it. Make eye contact, smile, be genuine. The real you will get the best results. And use open body language. All these things are nonverbal cues projecting confidence and trustworthiness. Perhaps the most important thing in any conversation is knowing your limits. That is, what you don't do and what you won't do. Be prepared to walk away if the negotiation isn't heading in the direction you need. Be comfortable to politely end the discussion if the other party isn't interested in arriving where the arrangement will work for you. Practice. Having good conversations, negotiation and persuasion are skills that improve with practice. Step outside your comfort zone and have conversations. Have conversations with friends, family, everyone you meet. You might be surprised at how good life is if you simply have good conversations with more people. In a nutshell, what will make you an excellent negotiator? Knowing you. Knowing what it is that you do, how you do it, and who you do it for under what circumstances. Understand that clearly, and your life will transform. Thank you for joining me on Business Wisdom Podcast, Mastering the Art of Negotiation and Persuasion, and I look forward to you joining our next episode.
Thanks for joining Clive. Remember to subscribe for more business wisdom. Want to work with Clive? Book a discovery call with him at enovagroup.com.au.